life, you don't know what to expect. Never really know what's coming next. Try your best to put your mind to rest. Take a guess, but don't hold your breath. Now you can cry and bitch and whine and say fuck the world and have a good ass time. Cause we're all gonna die, but we're not dead yet. So let's get it started, say we're the band.
Welcome to season 3 of Set With A Bet. It's a little different feel. I'm your co-host, Zane Lovely. That's my other co-host, Baron, our first guest of season 3. You saw him in the first part of season 2. He's back for season 3. We're happy to have him.
Everybody's JP Ford, everyone.
JP Ford.
Thank y'all so much, man. This is awesome, man. Got me on the casting couch again. I love it.
Yeah.
A it's a little different. Upgrade, though, from last time.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Improvements. I'm liking right. This.
That couch is not falling apart, like shredding.
Oh, that's fair. I would not be taking any parts of this couch with me once I
right.
leave.
That's the thing. Our old podcast guests have like couch dandruff that they get on them and take with them everywhere. Kind of like a cocklebur seed where it can go and spread itself out in the world. Just a little mark of, hey, I was on Set With A Bet.
I was on Set With A Bet, dude. And it's in my car. I promise you I wasn't out cheating in a very dirty motel. I promise.
You're on set with a bet. And it's a little different feel for season 3. We've had a lot of different iterations of this show, and we're doing it a little bit different for this one. This time around, we're going towards a live show that's this month on January 29th at the Looney Bin. And you're going to be drawing to see which bet. We're bringing back the competition aspect. What Bear and I knew we wanted to do was to bring back the bets.
Absolutely. It's like I love comics competing and comics talking shit while there are stakes involved. Like that's the heart of what this is. And so with this new way we're doing it, we've got the comics are going to bet on audience members for these little games that we come up with at the show. And whoever's champion loses, whoever audience member vote that you pick and they lose, you have to do the challenge set.
Right. Right.
The punishment set. Zane hates calling it the challenge set, so we're going to call it the punishment set.
So you got to make sure you pick some good-ass audience member. You can't have no old-ass grandmas trying to be nice. Like, get up on here.
No.
Bitch, I need a champion. I don't need nobody that ain't pushing weights.
It's our secret way of turning the show into a bringer. That way the comics just bring the people that's best for the challenge.
And you're going to be going up against Nick Moore, who's also booked. His podcast episode is going to be coming out later in the month. Yeah. And it is your punishment because the bet you're betting on which audience member is going to do the challenge for you. You know, is going to win the thing. And then while they are competing. Or to see which one of you is going to do the punishment set, you and the other comic, Nick, are going to have microphones and be talking mad shit.
Oh, word. We were going to do that anyway.
Yeah, but we're going to get you mic'd up.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Now we ain't got to yell that shit from the back. Yeah. Like, goddamn, bring it on.
It's going to be exciting. I'm pretty pumped about it.
Let's go ahead and give them the listeners an example of what that's going to look like. You want to have him draw so we can kind of explain it?
Yeah. Oh, should we just break down the two options first? I mean, there's really only two options.
Yeah, there's only two options this month because it's 2v2.
I'm quarter.
All right, so one of them in there.
JP's trying to get some of his pay early.
Zane, why don't you tell us about Who's Your Daddy?
Who's Your Daddy? So the bet that goes with Who's Your Daddy is we're going to have Kleenex boxes out there on stage. Whichever audience member can empty the Kleenex boxes the fastest wins. The loser, we imagine Kleenex boxes, it made us think sperm bank. So
I knew it was something immediately dirty. Just the way Zane giggled and the way Bear was over there smiling like, yeah, Kleenex boxes.
Yeah.
Whoever loses will have 7 different terrible individuals from history that it has come out that after their donations to a sperm bank, it turns out is their children. So you have to basically, you know,
imagine you're Hitler's dad. Yeah. And you've got to justify all the shit he did.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah. You're like, no, he's really not that bad a kid.
honestly, which is a parent's worst nightmare, honestly. Right. I look at my 2-year-old every single day and just like, please do not kill anything. Right. I do not have the social skills to explain that shit.
Right. I know.
Man.
So whoever the, like, if your audience member loses the bet, then your challenge will be 7 minutes defending your 7 terrible children.
7 terrible kids. Oh, shit. First of all, having 7 kids is bad enough. So now I got to, 7 kids that suck?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, as a lawyer.
You're like, 7 for 7 on terrible children. Fuck.
I think that's the movie, The Von Erichs, ain't it?
Maybe. Who was that?
The Iron Claw with the Von Erichs. Yeah.
Hey, JP, make sure you pull the mic up to you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I'm sorry.
We got to use these.
Yeah. that's why it's there.
Yeah, the yelling in the back doesn't help on the podcast.
The Von Erichs?
Oh, yeah. That was
Isn't that the wrestler?
Oh, yeah, the wrestling family. They had a movie called The Iron Claw that just came out. Spoiler alert for those who don't know, the dad ended up like 4 out of 5 on kids.
Oh, so yeah. Like 4 of them were just shitheads?
Nah, yeah. 4 of them were like, they were just out of there. They just took themselves out.
What?
Yeah.
And like they deleted?
Yeah. 4 out of 5.
Killed themselves?
Yes. That's why it's called the Iron Claw, because he got a hold on them for some reason. He's
clearly not.
Not a good one. Not a good grasp, but yeah, he was 4 out of 5 on kids.
He's looking at the one kid that lived that he wanted to die.
Like, yeah. At this point, I could have had an empty house. Yeah, but you stayed.
God damn, 4 of your kids, that's rough.
At that point, I'd be like, God, I wish you guys would have just killed some other stuff, actually. I didn't think I was that bad of a dad.
At this point, I wish I killed other people. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah,
does make you a bad dad. I mean, 4 out of 5, come on.
That's
numbers don't lie.
I'd rather all my kids been serial killers than all of them. Like,
if one of your kids kills themselves, you're like, hey man, you know, like statistically, like that could have happened.
Yeah,
that's rough.
After the third, you're like, you know what? There might be a correlation. Yeah,
you gotta look into you.
Who was? Did they all have the same mama, or was it the only common?
Oh yeah, the mom sucked too. That was the thing. Yeah, they all of the kids, that was a wrestling family and things. And
well, yeah, if you're going to wrestle as a family, like that's your whole thing. You're like, oh, the Johnsons, you know, they wrestle each other. Like,
oh, yeah.
Get so much CTE that your kids kill themselves.
Bro, and that was essentially it. He genetically just gave it to him, though. He was like, I'm going to make sure all you kids just can't think.
This sounds like a really sad movie.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. Like, I watched it in the theater and I just heard sniffling throughout. That's all you hear just throughout this movie. Like, and it shows each kid like doing it, and each one gets sadder and sadder. And at one point you just start to think,
imagine being the third kid about to kill yourself. Like, you're like, dude, I gotta I gotta upstage John, I gotta upstage like Mike. Like, I can't do this.
Even in death, they're going to compare me to the others.
Right.
After watching this movie, it's like, I think I'm going to kill myself. And then the other challenge.
Oh, yeah, there's another challenge.
Another challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
So this one's called Getting Screwed.
Yes. So you, I think, so the two comics will go against each other on that, on Who's Your Daddy, and two comics will go against each other on, Getting Screwed. You want to break down Getting Screwed?
Yeah, man. So okay. It's for the bet part, you know, you pick an audience member and go up there, and we're going to have a screw drilled down into a block of wood. We're going to hand them a screwdriver. Mm. And whoever gets the screw out of the wood first wins.
Okay.
And the loser has to go up there as a construction worker on trial for, like, terrible catcalls.
Okay.
And the audience beforehand is going to fill out cards of, like, the most heinous catcalls they can think of.
Oh, God.
And you, for 7 minutes, you've got to defend those catcalls that the audience comes up with.
Oh, God.
I wasn't even trying to hit on her. I was talking to someone else.
Oh, man. It is that. Oh, I'm just imagining some of the terrible catcalls they can just, what they can just jot down for shit, because catcalling is very broad range, just a one walking down the street. Show me your butthole, like, yeah, like,
defend that.
Defend that. Yeah.
No. That's a song. I was singing to myself. Nice or, camel toe.
Or I'm actually trying to be a nurse. I wanted to make sure everything was okay organically.
I was offering free.
I was checking you for a tapeworm, baby.
That's it. Got to make sure you didn't have hemorrhoids.
So you'll pretty much decide. And then for me and Bear, we're bringing back just like all the favorite ones, and then we'll just take turns drawing them back and forth. Okay. And
So Zane will do a challenge too this time. Next month, I'll do a challenge. And we'll pull from the favorites bag. So anybody that like saw a previous challenge and you thought that one was great, like, comment, let us know which one it is. And we'll pull from the favorites bag every month to see which favorite challenge we get.
Let me recommend trying to see one of them in a nurse outfit. They both have great legs. That's what I say. Eugene did
the nurse outfit wasn't a challenge. Eugene just did that. Eugene just chose to do that.
We can put that in the, I can put that in there though. I'll put that in the favorites bag. Just instead of slutty witch, just slutty nurse.
Just a slutty
as
nurse.
As long as I don't have to eat crickets.
Yeah.
Are we bringing that back with the slutty nurse thing?
I mean, I have teeth. I'd do way better than Eugene did.
Yeah, that's fair. Having teeth does help you eat crickets.
Eugene showed up to eat crickets. He's like, I forgot my teeth.
like, bro, that's the one thing you needed.
Oh, my God. I've got crunch sound.
I've got glitter in my beard and a nurse outfit on, but I forgot my teeth to eat these crickets.
It's like showing up to an ass-kicking competition without your feet.
Yeah, dude.
Nah, he didn't show up with them teeth for another reason. I got plans after this. No, teeth is going to be a distraction, if you will.
Yeah, dude, this set with a pet bay ain't shit. I'm giving it out. Some of the sloppiest head. And
in a nurse outfit, honestly, I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine how disappointed I was, JP, when that wasn't what he was planning on doing.
He turned around and it's fucking UG.
Yeah. I'm not that blind.
The beard gave it away.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Are we ready to draw?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Oh, snap. I'm ready. I would just say, as a father, who's your daddy? Doesn't that question scares me just a sprinkle. All right, let's do this. All right, here it is. Follow the marbles. All right. Good Lord, there's some good balled up paper.
I put some effort into it.
Oh, Lord. We got Get Screwed, everybody. We're defending catcalling. I need a good construction worker.
Oh, that's perfect.
That is perfect.
Oh, Lord.
We'll bring you a costume and everything.
Oh, word?
Yeah. Hard hat, tool belt, like safety vest, the whole nine.
Oh, cool. I've done no hard labor in my life, so this will be a nice little alternative.
Well, you may not, if the audience member you pick wins, you won't have to do the challenge.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. But just in case, I got a plan for audience member that sucked. There's no way you can just be like, I got a ringer for this.
Right.
Ain't no way I'm at home just like, I know somebody with a strong enough wrist.
You got to go in there and shake everybody's hand and whoever has the strongest wrist.
I mean, that's the plan. How you doing tonight? Sir, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
Whoa, sir, yeah, sir.
Start really testing
him. You know, you're wearing a screwdriver.
Oh, me, yeah. You done hung up your fair share of TVs, I feel like.
Hello, Mr. Handyman.
I think I'm going to cut a landscape timber and just use a drill to set the screws in there, so they're going to be a bitch to get out.
Oh, damn. You know what's great? I think that's the last time I physically seen a screwdriver. I was putting up a TV.
Yeah.
And once that TV was up, I never touched that screwdriver again. So I need somebody that knows.
Is the TV still up?
Oh, yeah, the TV is fine.
That's good job.
Cool. Yeah, that was the thing. I almost super glued that bitch a little bit because right. they were not going Dude, in.
Putting up a TV is nerve-wracking because if you do it wrong,
oh yeah,
you drop a $500 TV, that's a bad day.
You know, I was watching Elf the other day, and Peter Dinklage in it, he like gets mad and he's yelling at Will Ferrell, and like one of those flexes, he's like, I've got houses in Miami, Los Angeles, and New York, and they've all got 70-inch plasma screen TVs, and I was like, wow, that didn't really like age well. Like, that was such a flex. You know,
oh yeah, having a big TV used to be a flex.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Now this shit just a hassle. Now I gotta take this bitch places. No. Oh no.
Well, TVs are so much less expensive now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, back in the day, TVs.
Oh yeah, like, for him saying that 70-inch TV back in the day, that's like saying I got 5 Rolls Royces.
Yeah, that was a stature of wealth.
I mean,
that was a fixture of I'm balling, you know, but like now it's like I can get a 70 inch for like
I can get a projector off Temu for free.
Yeah, right.
It'll cover the whole wall.
Right. They'll beg you to come and take it from Temu.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, the crazy part is like my mom still has like a big TV, like hers is like a 60 inch, but it got a back on it.
Yeah, it's like 60 inches from the wall, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when she turned that bitch on, it get hot in the room.
Like, yeah. It's got that high-pitched whine, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel what's ever on the TV.
Oh, you like you get your arm near it, all your hair, like, feels all the static electricity.
Yeah. And the thing was, she was like, I paid an arm and leg for this. I was like, in 2003, though. It doesn't really count.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that was a thing. It's crazy, but like I feel like even now for like $600 you can get a pretty thin TV.
Oh hell yeah,
yeah, like, $600 you can get a nice TV.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a nice good TV. But like in man, 20 years ago, dude, you had a 70-inch plasma.
Oh me, you had to kill a guy for a 70-inch.
How much you think a 70-inch plasma went for back in the day? What day are we saying? 90s?
$2,000. I know. No, Elf came out in.
Like the early 2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah.
I'll say about 2004. The early 90s, they ain't having plasmas. Back then, they was good with having VCRs. That was they shit.
I remember one time I was at Best Buy and I saw a $7,000 TV.
Yeah, it was something like that. It would be something crazy like that.
I looked at that TV and I was like, there ain't no way that thing's worth a four-wheeler. Ain't no fucking way.
Bro, I worked at the Best Buy. Let me say, honestly, that's small potatoes. They have some shit on like their website that's like $16,000.
TVs?
TVs.
What?
It's like Sony 100 inch. Nowadays, it's like an 8K with like Sony Blu-ray in the ass. It gives you like a massage.
Sony Blu-ray in the ass.
Like it.
I got Blu-ray in my ass.
In my ass.
In my yeah.
And that's how you know someone is talking some serious business when they came to the Best Buy. They were like, hey, I seen a TV on the website that I need to order. Like, oh, shit, you need to order it? Okay, bet. We talking money.
Yeah, we don't like even...
Like the $7,000 one, that's small potatoes to like that shit that's going on the website.
We don't even keep that in stock.
$16,000.
Oh, word.
We don't even keep that in stock. That's just a waste of people. Would
if you walked,
on me.
If yeah. you walked into a room and looked at two screens and like say it was set up in a wall to where you couldn't tell like the box of it, you could only see the screen.
Mm.
Do you think you could pick out the $16,000 TV from the $800 TV?
No.
Nah.
Well, Zane, of course you could. Zane be over there eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
I know.
Thought about like showing up with a foot to an ass kicking contest.
I know. I can't ever see. My mom sent me a picture this weekend and was like, Ryan Seacrest and LL Cool J. And I couldn't like tell, like see the picture really. So I was like, are you in that picture? Like, why did you send me a picture of Ryan Seacrest and LL Cool J? She's like, just look at it.
Zane, I promise, if your mama's ever between Ryan Seacrest and LL Cool J, she ain't sending you the picture.
Yeah.
You know, what?
Is he making this moment count?
Being double teamed by Ryan Seacrest and LL Cool J?
That's not what you thought when you heard that sentence?
No.
Honestly, your lucky mom, that's everybody's dream.
Yeah, you think so?
I slightly want to be...
You think so?
Honestly.
I mean, LL Cool J. Did you ever watch Lip Sync Battle?
Like the Jimmy Fallon or one of the Jimmy shows?
Jimmy, yeah. So they did it on there.
One of the Jimmys.
But it also it became its own show hosted by LL Cool J and Chrissy Teigue.
And it's Lip Sync Battle. Just who can pretend to sing the best?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude,
what
I
the fuck
it.
Has network television become?
I don't think it lasted long.
Oh,
but it was great.
Wait. You mean Lip Sync Battle didn't like catch on?
Oh, no.
Wasn't all the rage?
I thought it should have. I mean, it was LL Cool J and Chrissy Teigue. I was thinking, I mean, what are they? I mean,
if they're not fucking, why are they on my TV? What do you mean?
Oh, like, dude, Chrissy
Teigue. Like, lip-sync battle? That's
Chrissy
not...
Teigue could get it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so it was so fine. She got canceled a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, for being a bully on Twitter. Uh-huh. That's what's crazy.
For being a bully on Twitter? What'd she say?
She was telling girls to underline themselves, like, with the quickness. Strongly, yeah.
She was just made a bully.
Like, not, but she had a fake.
You name. Should go get a wrestler, dad.
Yeah, go get a wrestler, dad. You should go get a wrestler, dad. You should. You should iron claw yourself.
That's the new way. I'm definitely saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's gonna know what I'm talking about, but that's what I'm saying.
4 out of 5 people will.
You should go get a wrestler, dad.
Yeah, she was just straight up bullying people.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ryan Seacrest, he was on radio a lot. Is that just his whole claim to fame? That he was a radio guy?
Ryan Seacrest, I thought he hosted American Idol.
He may have hosted him. Was he like one of the reporters for American Idol? Like, I don't know that he...
I don't think they had reporters.
Yeah, ain't no way.
I don't think they're like, coming to you live from the hurricane in Miami. Back to you, Simon.
We're here in Maine with some of the talent in America.
Ryan Seacrest, our on-scene reporter from American Idol.
Bro,
I think right, he was
now
the
between contestants, the weather.
Bro, I kind of watched that. Just him going around the country. All right, we're out of here in Detroit trying to see which one of these bitches can sing real quick to get on the show.
I would love the idea of like doing a show and having a live reporter and it being like nothing related to the show. And like they don't even have to be doing anything, any action. It's just say at 7:30 every night, they just see what Tom's doing.
I just reporting live from like Tom's living room. I'm making spaghetti, just letting y'all know. Just right. Up to none. Back to y'all. I'm over here mounting the TV. I got this show to do with JP coming up later this week.
You know what I'm talking about, though, the reporter, like the dude that has to go stand like out in the line. Be like, what do you think is going to happen when you go up there and sing?
Oh, yeah. I think what you'd be called like the host.
I'm holding a pretend microphone.
While you're holding a real microphone. God damn it, Zane. That's why nobody takes us seriously.
Yeah,
this is why we don't have sponsors right here.
Because of you and that microphone.
What do you...
This is the third time Bud Light said they dropped out.
You know what I mean, though? The reporter.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I think he was on American Idol in some role, yes.
Yes, but was it the host? Does that count?
I think so.
Because there was no way they were trusting him on talent. It was just like, look good, Ryan smile.
Ryan Seacrest doesn't know.
Is he not talented? I don't know anything about him.
Like, I thought he was just handsome, honestly.
That's what I was saying. It's like, what was his claim to fame? Because like he's been one.
I thought it was American Idol.
LL Cool J had some bangers.
Oh, yeah. LL Cool J in the 90s. LL Cool J was a Lil Wayne of the 90s.
Mm.
Really?
Hot take.
Oh, hell yeah. That's solid. Anything LL Cool J got on, like it was destined to do numbers.
It did. Yeah. He hit a few hits.
Yeah, it just the 2000s wasn't kind to him for some reason.
Wasn't he on NCIS?
That was the thing. He started doing shit like that, and the world was just like, oh. This is what you did with the fame?
Yeah.
He started doing...
Is that on Ice-T?
He's on like Law and Order.
Yeah.
There's like 40 of those fucking shows.
And they all have one rapper that we're just That's pretty much the credentials of a crime drama. You got to have like some stern-faced white people and one retired rapper that they're all like, where did he go?
Oh shit, that's LL Cool J.
Oh shit, that's LL Cool J. That's every single episode. That's how every single episode goes. That's how they get their black audience.
This show must be cool.
This is where they've been keeping them.
It's cool's in the name. LL Cool J, right. So, like, he brings something to the table. But like Ryan Seacrest, what did he do?
Because
he didn't sing on American Idol.
Did he not?
No. No,
Ryan. I don't think any of them judges ever sang. That'd be funny to watch them get up there and try to sing.
Yes, they did. Randy Jackson sang. Paul Abdul.
They sang. Did Simon Cowell sing?
He's a producer.
Nah, fuck that. I want Simon Cowell on there. I don't. Everybody else, y'all fine. What if Simon y'all, Cowell. Bitch, you get up here and try. You've been mean to everybody. Do something.
Get up here, Simon.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what you think. What you think your talent is. I want to see you get up here and perform. You've been a dick for way too long. I got to see you do something.
I'll tell you what, that would have ruined American Idol a lot sooner.
Simon Cowell singing?
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, that should be the final episode. That should be their goodbye. All right, everyone, we're wrapping it up. And as a final thank you, Simon, get your bitch ass up here. And guess what? Y'all get throw tomatoes at them. Good night, everybody.
The curtain drops and it's just all people that he's eviscerated over the years.
Ruben Studdard come out there and just close on him. Bitch, you almost ruined this for me.
And now who's got bagpipes for lungs, Simon? Now who's got paper bags for a singing voice, Simon? Just hate him. You gotta think there's a lot of people that have Simon Cowell on their hit list.
Oh yeah, everybody that got booted off because he even been dicks to people. Like the first two judges, like we love you, you was great. Randy come up there like, oh dog, you had it. Simon come up there, I wanted to cut off my own fucking ear. Like, bro, ain't no way you don't hate that person like from the bottom of your heart. Like,
I mean, you got to respect how funny it is, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. From a hatred standpoint, as an audience member, I'm up there cracking the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because secretly, you want the talent to run up there and punch him. Like, none of y'all had balls. None of you.
Also, when somebody's like that with most people, when they actually do give a compliment, it means more.
Oh,
when he says you did good, like that meant something to those singers.
Oh, hell yeah. If Simon said you did good, like you won, you already know I'm going to the finals.
Right.
I got Simon. The black t-shirt smiled a little bit. I got him.
Well, it's like whenever
wait, the black t-shirt smiled a little bit?
Yeah, because that's all Simon Crowell is. He's a black t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
I think he's usually the white t-shirt.
Oh, he's changed it up?
I think so.
Oh, damn. Look at him. It's character development. Maybe he's nice now.
Yeah.
He had like a baby or something. You know what? Maybe I got to put this black t-shirt away.
Yeah. There's an arc in the anime. Well, whenever you do those shows, they make you sign a contract that's like, hey, you're not going to hurt yourself if this doesn't go very good, right? Like, you just sign a contract that's like, any type of psychological trauma you sustain is not on us.
Nah, I'm tearing this shit up in they face. Nope.
It's a problem and I'm suing.
If I take myself out, it's on you.
You hurt my feelings.
You're going to be right there in the note.
Yeah, you're my wrestler dad. Yeah, dude.
American Idol season 37. Wrestler dad.
Wrestler dad. Bro. Yeah, man. Doing those shows are so interesting. All the reality shows.
Yeah, you were on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
And they really make you sign a contract?
Yeah, Simon liked me.
Oh, word? Yeah. That's lit.
Yeah, and I knew he meant it because he's not nice to everybody.
Oh, fuck yeah. So, man, what was that like? So, for dancing, right?
Yeah, for dancing. Yeah.
It was either dancing or jokes, but I didn't want to. Sorry about that, Zane. I mean, like, dancing. No.
Yeah, you're a really good dancer.
Yeah, dancing. I wouldn't even tell jokes yet at the time. I guess I should start doing this. You know? Yeah, I twerked with Tyra Banks. It was awesome.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Went out there, did my thing. Yeah, and they all liked me. They all liked me a lot. And I got 4 yeses. And then they cut me in post.
Why is that funny? It's not funny, but it's just something about the idea. Everything was going fantastic.
Yeah.
And now I'm here. Yeah. Shit's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I thought it was so funny.
But it's not like, do you not like make it to the next round? Like, it's not a competition?
Yeah. Yeah, well, first of all, I was going to say, I thought it was so funny. I started doing stand-up after that. I mean, it's a competition. And yeah, I was
supposed to. So how do they cut, like, you didn't get to compete?
It's still a show. You know, they just decided that they didn't want to.
Put you in the competition?
Yeah.
Like on the actual TV. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they used some of my B-roll in the show. Technically, I was on America's Got Talent. There's a flash of me. People for like 6 months after I didn't get on the show, people would like send me screenshots of me on the show, be like, "Is that you?" Yep,
that's me.
That's a glimmer of me,
and that's it. That's all you're gonna see.
Oh, damn, that sucks.
That sucks, man.
No, now I get to. I'm here. I get to hang out with you guys, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it really sucks.
You twerk with Tyra Banks, and now you're on the couch with JP4. Let me just say, downgrade.
Hey, I'm way better looking than Tyra Banks. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bear, obviously.
She is tall.
Oh, hell yeah.
She is so tall.
This thing about model chicks, they are like them. They are tall and lanky. Them bitches can either model or play basketball.
I will say, Heidi Mel B talking about how fucking cute I was.
Oh,
that shit fucking rocks, man. They were very kind.
Now, I would have asked for like my shit that they cut in post back. Like anyway,
they won't give it to you. They make that very clear too. You're not getting a cut of this.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. Mel B was like, "You're sexy, dude." Yeah.
And no one would know.
Yeah, dude.
This is all hypothetical.
I could be fucking making this up right now. You guys will never prove me wrong. But it happened, dude. It happened for real. Yeah, dude. Heidi and Mel B both. I was like, there's no way. I was like, I'm going to.
This is it. I'm on next.
I'm going to be something.
I'm going to be fucking Chrissy Teigen soon enough. I got this. Simon Crowell was nice to me. I'm going to be at parties doing cocaine in bathrooms soon enough.
And you know, you were going to be something. You were going to be the co-founder of Scoundrels Live.
Yeah, hell yeah, baby. Hell yeah. I am proud of. It was fun. It was all a good experience, really. It was all a good experience. It was really fun for me. I heard a few motherfuckers get X. That shit is loud. I can see how that would.
Some crowd just something bad. Motherfucker, get away.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man, dude. They wanted. I think some of the reason that I didn't move on is because.
I gotta hear this.
I'm blind, and so like they were just really wanting to like milk that, and I don't know. My mom wouldn't. I could never get that sad about it for them. My mom told me they kept going to her like, "Hey, could you cry a little bit?"
And your mom's like, "Fuck no, I'm not crying.
Fuck no, my son handsome as fuck. What are you talking about?"
Yeah, dude.
I've met your mom. She's like, "Fuck no, I'm not gonna cry about this."
Dude, my mom wasn't giving him shit.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, no, it was. So I think a lot of it was just like, this just isn't what we're looking for, you know?
Your mom.
They just wanted to sell a pity party.
All right. And there was none. There was no pity party being had.
Your mom was on some gangster shit, and they was like, come on.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
come on, thug.
Yeah, my mom worked through that shit a while ago.
Sorry, my trauma is out. Yeah. Y'all are late.
Yeah. Talk to him for a little bit. Tell me how sad you are. Yeah, dude. So
honestly, if he could see, y'all would probably wish he was blind. I don't know why.
I wish he was blinder.
It's coming, dude.
Good.
I'm so blind here lately. Oh my goodness, I've had to turn voiceover on my phone. Oh, it's so annoying.
Eventually you're gonna have to have a dog. That's gonna be the funniest fucking thing. Zane hates dogs.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
No, I won't have to have a dog. You don't have to have a dog.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, no, I think you get like other
it's the law.
Did you say, yeah, you do?
Yeah, you do.
I want Zane.
Zane, I've got a key to your house. I'm just going to give you a dog.
Oh, she's so good. I don't want a dog. You have to have a dog.
Yeah.
Every time.
I'm going to get you a blind dog.
Dude.
Or a deaf one. One.
I'll tell you what. That's the only thing I hate more than normal dogs.
Is blind dogs.
Yeah, dude.
That way your house have two blind bitches just walking around.
Just two motherfuckers walking into walls. Tripping over each other.
Just in Roomba mode all through the house.
It started as a German Shepherd, but its nose now looks like a pug from all the walls it got into.
Bro, that's hilarious because I just imagine they ain't letting the dog out. Like, why in the fuck did somebody put a dog in my house, then Bear just put it back in the house the next day? Hey, like, bud, your dog got out. I put it back in here.
You have to have a dog.
They just walking around the house like, where the fuck is it? I know he put it back in the house.
I said to Barry, you know, I don't have to have a dog. He said, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you didn't. Yeah, you do.
Mix it up on them. Then start putting different dogs in the house. Start rotating them out.
Every day I change it out. It's a different blind dog.
They just keep getting smaller. What is happening?
I got a commercial asking for people to donate blind dogs.
I just go to pet him. I miss. It's a little lower every time.
It freaks him out every time you touch him. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. It's
up.
So funny. I had to have that conversation with a crazy dog lady the other day who was like, at some point, you're going to have to get a dog. And I was like, no, I don't. I don't have to do that. There's blind people that live their whole lives without a dog. It's like a cool thing. And like some blind people love having a guide dog, and that changes the way that they, you know, go through the world, but then others just use a cane for forever.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a dog. It's not just.
Yeah, you can't leave your dog in an Uber and be like, fuck.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, having a dog, you got to feed them and shit. That's just adding an extra task around the crib. Like, I wouldn't want that.
You got to.
Like,
let
I already
can't
see
pee.
Now I got to put food out.
Yeah, dude. This little fella, the only water it got was in Bear's driveway on my way up here. I dipped it in there just a little bit. I skirted around it.
You don't understand. You have to have a dog.
Yeah. You don't have to.
No, you do.
Yeah.
I want Zane hatred for dogs to come out, but in ways of him getting like really weird service animals. Instead of like a dog, he just pull up with like a iguana.
A guide
ferret. Komodo dragon.
Yeah. A guide ferret.
A Komodo dragon would be fucking sick.
That'd be scary.
That actually,
you walk in with a Komodo dragon on a leash.
That's dope as fuck. Honestly, Komodo dragon is the way to go.
Are you scared of Zane's Komodo dragon? No, I'm paralyzed. That's the scary thing about Komodo dragons, dude.
That thing, you know, you always gonna have a clear path. You got a Komodo dragon on a leash. Y'all better get fuck out the way.
Well, because Komodo dragons will. They have like their venom paralyzes you.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
You know, they didn't When I was a kid, they didn't think the Komodo dragons had venom. They thought it was bacteria in their mouth. But recently, they discovered that actually they do have venom sacs. Like they do produce venom.
No, it's venom.
Yeah, it's like legit venom.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're venomous, bro.
Yeah, I know they like it sucks if they bite you, but I didn't know there was actual venom. Oh shit!
So that's a cotton mouth that went to prison and got big.
Oh. Yeah, that's a perfect way to look at that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's a working out cottonmouth. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. That's
it's a cottonmouth that went to leg day, homie. That's what a fucking Komodo dragon is.
Yeah, so it'll like, I don't know if it shoots the, I think it bites. I think it'll lay and wait, and then like it'll wait for a big prey to come by. Like
they eat deer, I'm pretty sure.
It's a type of like elk type of something like that. It's not quite like the way that we...
Well, elk are deer. They're all deer species.
Yeah, it's like a species of deer.
That's it's not whitetail.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's the first thing I was thinking. Whitetail deer? What?
Zane's got a Komodo dragon this year. He got himself an 8-point.
Yeah, dude, I'm the best. Yeah, dude.
Hell, if you had a deer hunt Komodo dragon, you'd come to my deer camp any day. We can go to town.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you brought a 308? Fucking pussy.
Yeah, dude, that would change them.
Where's your dog? Don't need it.
That'd change the meaning of deer blind quite a bit. Yeah, this is my buddy Zane. We call him the deer blind. He's got a pet Komodo dragon that just fucks. Yeah, because they lay there. They like camouflage themselves, and then like as a deer comes by, they'll jump out and they'll bite it. But that in that bite, that first bite's all they need to do. The deer takes off, and the Komodo dragon just slithers after it. Just slithers after
it. That weird ass walk that they do. That like sidewinding. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Perfect and perfect. Oh my God, are you a Komodo dragon?
I don't know why. I'm just imagining Zane sicking a Komodo dragon on a deer like off his shoulder. You're like, throwing it, like, go get him, Texas.
Oh my God, are you a Komodo dragon?
No, you have to have a dog.
You do that so good. Are you from the Indonesian islands? Are you a cottonmouth or did leg day? Are you one of them?
Do you have venomous sacks in your mouth?
Oh shit, it's a Komodo dragon.
Kill it for it. Kevin Fodge is himself.
What is it? There's a Komodo dragon. Oh, there's a Komodo dragon in here. I saw a video of a Komodo dragon that was just eating a deer. That was just eating a deer alive. Like from the back.
Yeah, they don't kill them first.
No.
They just start eating like a bear.
Yeah.
A bear does that too.
Once the Komodo dragon like paralyzes it, it waddles after it, you know? And it's like, I don't care. Like, eventually that
it's dead enough.
It's like,
yeah.
Right. It, as soon as that venom reacts in its bloodstream, it's just going down. It's gonna stop moving. So like the deer is paralyzed and the Komodo dragon is just eating it. And then he's like, it's so upset, dude.
Oh, you hear a deer dying, it sucks.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's
not
real sad.
Yeah, he's upset.
Like Peter Griffin crying.
That is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
That is what it sounds like. That's what that deer sounded like. That was getting eaten by that by the Komodo dragon.
To be fair, he got a lot to be sad about. Like, a lot is not going his way.
He was just being
a deer, right. Living life. They say, I'm dying. Fuck.
You know, that's the scary thing about bears is that they've evolved. They're so big that they don't have to kill their prey. They're so big they can just hold it down and start eating.
Oh yeah, and just
so they don't waste the energy killing it. So they'll start eating, usually asshole first, and you'll just be sitting there
praying to die.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to Bear Man.
Ooh.
The guy that went into the woods, he lived with the bears.
Oh yeah, him and his girlfriend both got ate.
Uh huh.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they was like,
I mean, that sounds like the natural conclusion.
JP, this is like some super white people shit.
Obviously, because Bear Man just yeah. automatic. I'm like, I've never heard of this comic ever. Who?
Yeah, he's like living amongst the bears, and they didn't. Well, you know, it was for a little bit.
I don't know specifically what happened, but I think,
I mean, the bears got hungry.
They ran out of salmon.
That's most of what happened. Yeah.
One of them's like, I could either try to catch this slippery ass salmon, or that dude's been here for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, and he's currently petting me right now. Yeah. So, hey, that's crazy. Like,
yeah,
he's the bear's stomach started rumbling, and then they just started looking at him like, hmm?
Boy, can you imagine the fucking mind fuck of being out there and like next to your buddy? Like, it's old Grizzly. He's my friend. No, he's Bubba. He's whatever. And then you hear his belly rumble and that head just slowly turns and looks at you. There's a moment there of, oh man, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't we talk about this on the podcast before, that Bear Man thing? Because wasn't there a moment where the guy was out there, like they got it on video, where the guy's out there, he's like, I'm dying. Like, help me. I'm dying. Yeah. It's killing me.
It's in the documentary, but I don't think it's the real moment whenever he's actually getting a little bit too grisly.
But in that, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, I think
that audio.
Yes, that audio, I believe, is not real.
It's not?
Not the one that's been released.
It's convincing. Because when I heard that, I was like, yep, that sounds like a dude getting eaten by a bear.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it, but it's like one good scream. He's like, ah! You know, but like a dude, like you said, asshole first, like you're going to get more than just one good scream.
Oh, you're going to get a lot.
Yeah,
you need a lot of those.
Right. It'd go on for a while.
I'm just thinking, like, hopefully I can keep my speech about me so I can yell, like, get him out my fucking ass. Help me. Bear attack. Bear eating me. I don't want to scream. I don't want to yell. I just want to try to get somebody to get this bear off me.
Yeah.
Because you got about 15 seconds before you're praying for death.
You know, you'd like to think that you could get out underneath a bear.
There's no fucking way. Well, if a bear's got you down, only way you're getting off is if you stab it or shoot it or somebody else shoots it.
Mm-hmm.
And that may not fucking do the trick. Like, that may just piss him off.
But at that point, if someone was able to shoot the bear for me, if it doesn't work, also shoot me.
There's I believe it's Seth Rogen reads it. There's a podcast. It's on Spotify. And Seth Rogen is telling the story of a guy that survived a bear attack. Where he's like, the bear jumps on him and like he can see his hip pop out of place and he's laying there and he's fucked up. But he gets his knife out while the bear's like gnawing on his leg. And he stabs the bear and the bear starts bleeding. He's like, yeah, now you're bleeding too, bear. And this dude's like just some hillbilly badass. And he gets on a bicycle or something and is able to... like go 7 miles or something and almost dies.
I've heard that story.
Yeah. And it survived.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Here and there it happens, man, where somebody makes it out of some perilous thing like that.
That is wild.
But 99 out of 100, you're a bear snack.
Yeah. I mean, that dude was still a bear snack.
Yeah. I mean, he got fucked up.
Yeah.
He's a bear nibble, if you will.
Yeah.
Little nibble.
A bear nugget. Yeah, man. He got. Yeah, they just hanging. Have you ever seen that video of that dude who's like backpedaling to his car with a mountain lion coming?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That'll raise the hair on the back of your neck.
Bro, y'all on some different parts of the internet. I ain't seen none of these videos, but I want to now. Like, like a hillbilly on a bike running away from a bear, a mountain lion. Yeah, I've never
seen. It's awesome, dude.
Like, I ain't never just seen nature like that. Like, the ideal of three dogs in one spot makes me nervous. So, the ideal of a mountain lion out there.
Mountain lion will make you shit your pants. I've had one on me before. That scared the fuck out of me.
When?
Where?
Mount George. I saw a melanistic mountain lion. I've told the story on the podcast before. I saw a mythical creature. Wildlife biologists say that melanistic mountain lions, there's no evidence for them. Melanism is the opposite of albinism. So, you know how, like, some animals, when they get albinos, they turn all white?
Word.
Well, melanism is when their skin, their genes produce too much melanin, mm-hmm. and they turn all black. A lot of cats get, like, you'll see, like, black jaguars and leopards and things like that at the zoo. So, it does happen in other cat species, but wildlife biologists swear up and down that it doesn't happen in mountain lions. Mm-hmm. But in Mount George, Arkansas, up by Russellville, I saw one with my buddy Garrison Rhodes, got a witness. He was there with me. It came down on the trail. We were bow hunting and came within like 10 yards of us. Scared the fuck out of me.
Bro, that sounds scary as shit. An all black mountain lion?
Do what?
What'd you do?
Wipe my ass when I got that cat off of. Once that cat left, I like stopped shaking and wiped my ass and got back to the truck.
Yeah, didn't you guys think it was hunting you?
Yeah, it came down the trail we were on, and I shined a light on it, and all I had my bow and a sidearm, but I had my release on my hand. And so because my release is strapped across my hand, I couldn't draw my pistol. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting there trying, fucking with the Velcro on that release, trying to get it off, like, fuck. So I can put the bow down and get the goddamn gun.
Get a goddamn real weapon right now.
And Garrison, all he had was a crossbow and a knife. And when that cat went into this brush pile, like, we lost track of it and we couldn't see it. And we couldn't hear it.
Oh, shit.
And it like had got dark and like it was we thought it was coming right at us. And so we got back to back and he's got his crossbow laid on his arm like this, holding his knife so he can stab just in case. And we walked back to back the whole way to the truck.
That's right.
Bro, that's how you do
that's
it.
That's right.
Immediately once you lose like an animal like that, oh, it's time to fucking go.
I threw that release in the goddamn trash too. Now I bought one that goes on my wrist that don't cover my hand. Because fuck that noise. I'll never be in that situation
Bear
again.
Said not twice.
Hell no.
You see, I seen a mystical creature that let me leave.
I did. I reached down to grab my pistol. I was like, fuck.
That's so funny to have a gun on you that you velcroed to yourself.
Like you literally up there.
No, the gun's not velcroed to me. The release is for the bow.
Yeah.
It hooks onto the string of the bow and pulls it back.
You didn't know, JP. What
happened, bro? Oh, no. We hunt in the country. Yeah.
Oh, you know how it works?
He's from Dermont. He knows what a release is on a bow.
On me.
Yeah.
That's one thing. We all know right. How to hunt for food down there. There are no general stores out within like 45 miles. Holy shit. It feels like the old West. Like we literally got to travel for a store.
Right.
I mean, it is so hilarious to have a gun on you that you can't get to.
Especially in a situation like that. One of the moments where you prayed for this gun.
Zane, I was with one of the guys in my unit and like, you know, you think you lay in bed at night, and you think like if you were ever in a situation, you know, you'd be Billy Badass. You'd like be the action hero that comes through clutch. I've trained 100 times on reaching down, grabbing my pistol and making a draw on something that needed to be drawn on.
Uh-huh.
Over and over in my head, it's like anything goes down, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Turns out what I'm going to do is sit there like, fuck.
Real action movie hero.
Yeah, shit. Just all that action hero shit went out the window in a heartbeat.
God, dude.
Just they're ripping the Velcro. Fuck.
You know what? In your head, I bet you didn't imagine that moment ending with you and your buddy just walking back to the car. Yeah. Just like, oh.
Dude, when the cat stepped behind the brush pile, like the scariest thing, man, you couldn't hear it. And then I was like, fuck, because everything else has grown up. We're bow hunting in like September. So like the leaves hadn't fallen off the trees yet. Everything's green and stuff. There's mosquitoes out. It's hot. Like this ain't cold weather. Then like this thing just disappeared. Woo. And it was dark. And I had a little bitty flashlight and a 40 caliber pistol.
And a release that is going in the fucking trash when we get back to the car.
Goddamn right.
The moment we get back to that parking lot.
Dude, when I got to the truck and we got in the truck, first thing I did was lock the doors.
Just in case the cat.
Yeah, just in case the cat was going to come back and get me.
Cat, like, you're not leaving.
That's the first thing I did. I hit the lock on that door. Made me feel better.
First thing I would did is is order a Komodo dragon. Like I know the proper word to stop this shit.
Hell yeah.
I knew I should have been out there with my Komodo dragon.
the damn pistol failed me. The Komodo dragon would never.
In the future, if there's ever a wildlife biologist that hears this and calls bullshit, I'll take you to the spot. I know the exact spot.
Yeah, you need to call someone.
Honestly, yeah.
Game and Fish swears up and down there's not a breeding population of mountain lions in Arkansas. But yet we get them on people's game cameras. They're killed on the highway. Katie and I saw one on the highway between Fort Smith and Russellville on the way back from a show in Fayetteville. What? Damn mountain lion walking on the interstate. Ask her.
Well, I mean, I believe that, but they say that there's not a mountain lion.
Yeah, I've never heard
the Arkansas Game and Fish swears up and down there is no breeding population of mountain lions in Arkansas, and it's fucking horseshit.
So what? It's spontaneous generation.
They say that every now and then, like one from Florida just happens to wander through and get on. Or some bulls, like they're full of shit, man.
Yeah, ain't no way. I think they're just lazy and don't want to research.
Anybody that coon hunts can hear them damn things screaming in the woods at night. Yeah. Like, have you heard a mountain lion scream?
Yes.
Dude, it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
It sounds like an old witch just...
Like, yeah,
it's upsetting. Wild.
It's bothersome.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no, it's
Owlbear. I gotta hear that one again.
Oh, shit. Are you a mountain lion? Am I a mountain lion?
Are you a melanistic mountain lion? Oh. Yeah, this is the first I'm hearing of someone saying that we don't have mountain lions.
That's coming from the Arkansas Game and Fish. They're full of shit.
Yeah, it's just not true. I've heard of it so many times. I didn't know that people contested that.
Yeah, I mean, they're not... I mean, they're super rare to see one because they're so... For one, they're
not
so...
Not for you?
I mean, yeah, when...
You saw the rares of the rares. You saw exclusive Pokemon.
Bears special.
Most of the time, mountain lions are like, they're so skittish of people, and they're so good at camouflaging and slipping off, they'll see you, and you'll never know they're there.
Yeah.
That's how most mountain lions are.
Unless you're bear.
Unless you smell like a sweet snack. You walk down a trail smelling like a mountain lion cheeseburger. You'll get one on your ass.
Bear goes out in the woods wearing his mountain lion cologne. Doing his mountain lion call.
Just looking for cougars.
Where are the mountain lions? I would love to find a mountain lion.
Oh, buddy. That's a different feeling. That's the first time in my life that I was like, oh, shit, like I could be food. Like prey. Like I felt like prey.
Yeah.
Damn. That's a wild thing to think about. And knowing you have a gun on your hip, but still knowing
like you can't get to it. Like, fuck.
Yeah,
fuck.
I'm fucked.
I'd want to catch it.
The mountain lion?
Yeah. You know.
Use it for a service animal.
And that's where technology should go. It's like, we need to figure out Pokeballs.
Oh, so we can get like animal pets?
Yeah.
Like some real animal pets.
You know how pissed off Michael Vick would be if like 30 years from now we're all like, battling fucking animals like Pokemon.
Melanistic mountain lion, I choose you.
Michael Vick's like, oh, come on, guys. You motherfuckers.
Peter would have had my ass for this.
I heard dog fighting is really making a comeback.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who'd you hear it from?
Yeah, I was just thinking, I'm not about to incriminate myself. I didn't hear that at all.
Arkansas Game and Fish.
There are no mountain lions around these parts. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
But sanctioned pit bull fights we do have. Yeah, do they not? I thought they were, maybe not.
I've never been around dog fighting. Never been invited to one.
Ever. You know what should be legal is cockfighting.
That's just rude.
Yeah.
Why is that rude?
I don't see why this chicken got to fight.
No, what should be legal is crawdad fighting. Now, that's fucking fun.
Crawdad fighting.
We got bored on the playground and garden, all right? Our playground equipment, we had like a slide and a swing, and you can only go down that slide so many times before you start putting crawdads in shoeboxes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the crawdads?
The playground.
You said crawdads on your playground?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I was just trying to think. Like, y'all just had crawdads just out and about?
Well, I mean, like, anytime there's a drain or a culvert or any type of where water runs down and sits, like, they build little nests and stuff in there, down in the mud.
Word?
Yeah.
I don't think that your playgrounds would have been safe enough from...
We had crawdads on our football field. I know. We caught him and took him to the field house and put him in a Nike shoebox, took the cleats out, put the fucking crawdads in there, and had a little gladiator match.
What? That's crazy. Now, Dermont sucks. We didn't have cool shit like that at all.
I've been to Dermont, and it does, in fact, suck. Yeah.
We've both been to Dermont.
Y'all both have been to Dermont. Yeah. Yes. Like, I'm just thinking, we never had crawdads on the field. Our place sucked. We deserve something like that.
So, he doesn't look like you guys have water.
It's new.
Water's new to Dermont. It looks like there hasn't been rain there in many night.
If it rains, it's just a lot of mud.
Yeah, it is. It's very dusty.
Yeah, there's a lot of dust. It's a very dusty area.
I was on a show with Nick a couple weeks ago, and I want to talk to him about this, so I don't want to like tell the story out here. But there's a crackhead in the room that was just heckling everybody. And, you know, Nick goes into one of his business. He's like, I'm from Dermont. And the crackhead goes, me too. And Nick goes, really? What's your family name? And he just knew the motherfucker, like his family. Because there's like 50 people in Dermont.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Like, everybody knows everybody. That's what makes it kind of... That's what's crazy. As soon as you like, there's a crackhead from there, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
God damn it, Rodney.
God damn it. There's only five of y'all that decided to do crack, so we know exactly who we're looking at.
Do you know the Browns?
Right.
You know Officer Brown?
Oh, shit, Officer Brown.
It's his cousin. It was.
Oh, yeah, Kenny Brown daddy. Oh. Oh, yeah, Kenny Brown daddy.
Yeah, Kenny Brown. That's who it was. Yeah. That's who the crackhead was. Yeah, they figured it out all right there. Dude.
That was a great instant replay, by the way. Thanks for that, JP.
Yeah, dude. And Nick was like, I seen your cousin's sex tape.
Ladies and gentlemen, for y'all that don't know Nick Moore, Nick has a thing. When he is on stage, he loves to tell exactly what he is thinking in that moment. Because Nick is the only person that I know. We have done the show together where he literally, while my mom was in the crowd, he was like, oh, JP loves to smoke weed. Oh, that's his favorite thing to do. Nick would just literally just tell your business if he has a mic in your head.
He will.
Because dollars are fucking donuts. He mentioned that man cousin penis size, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. Nick started talking about how small his cousin's penis was.
Like, hear the rest
from exactly
Nick.
Exactly what he did.
Just hear the rest from Nick. I'll leave it at that. Because how did I know?
Yeah, he said it looked
That's
like
the a thing about Nick. When he get drunk, he just starts snitching.
He said it looked like a tic tac. Yeah, that's how you shut down the crackhead. He's like, your cousin got a small penis. He said, because your cousin used to fuck my auntie, and my auntie's name, we call her Wee Wee. So everyone in the town after his sex tape drop kept saying Wee Wee sucked his little pee pee.
And not for a second do I doubt any of this, because it's all true. Nick went up there with a mic and told all of this true story. Nick did fabricate for the cameras and all. Oh, my God.
It was crazy. I knew I wasn't going to be able to help but tell that story, even though I said I wasn't going to.
That's a great story.
It's a great story.
That's a crazy
We'll talk
game.
About it when Nick comes on in a couple weeks. That's who he's going against. That's who you're betting on. You're betting against Nick.
Just know my competition loves to tell business. So if he picks you and you suck, he's going to let it all out there. I want y'all to know.
So, you guys got get screwed.
Word. Get screwed. Get so screwed. We got to defend some cat calling.
Zane, do you have anything you'd like to hype up before we get out of here?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I'm so fun.
About that time.
It was so fun. I'm a Komodo dragon. You're a mountain lion.
I'm a wrestler's dad.
I've got, yeah, man. January 19th, I'm on a show. January 24th, me and you are on a show at Old Bank.
Absolutely. January 6th, I'm at the joint. February 3rd, I'm at the joint.
Yes, February 3rd, I'm at the joint. I'm on that show with you also. February 16th, I'm hosting at the Grove in Northwest Arkansas.
Hell yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, work. I mean, and congrats to all of the work y'all putting out. I just want to say, gentlemen, I'll see y'all.
thank you, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
These scoundrels are working scoundrels.
We try to be. And so with a bet, January 29th, I'll be doing a challenge on that. what about you, JP? Do you have anything?
January 25th, I'll be hosting at the joint. That's going to be a fun show. We're doing a four-pack comedy then. And February 21st through the 24th, I'll be at the Looney Bin. I'll be hosting there. So yeah, it'll be Nick, and I want to say Sean. I'm drawing a blank on that last name, but yeah, it's gonna.
Oh, is Nick featuring?
I believe so.
Oh fuck yeah!
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
Good man, Nick should be featuring.
On me, we're hosting out here, so that's gonna be a fun show. We're really excited for that one. That's a Black History Month thing. So
in January?
No, it's in February. That was the thing. February 21st.
Oh, February 21st to the 24th.
Yep.
Okay, you said January.
I work?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. February 21st to the 24th. Okay, yep. Fuck yeah. Dope, man. That'll be such a cool show. I'll have to go see Nick fucking feature, man.
I'll meet
you. And you host.
I'm also going to be there, but he's already on the casting couch with me. He can't get me farther than this.
Nick's going to be on a little bit later in the month, and we're fucking doing this thing. Such a fun app.
Oh yeah, thanks cool, for being here, JP. All
right, man, thank
y'all
for having me.
We'll see you on the 29th. That's what it is?
Hopefully I can find somebody that know their way around a screwdriver. Any Mexicans that just feel they just want to volunteer their service?
Good luck. Find it, son. Little Rock, dude. It's like an old TV in this city. Black and white, man. All right, dude. Let's get the fuck out of here. Love, guys.
Love.
Fucking peace.
Let's be scandals.